Task 3. Brazil's carnival has become the world's largest festival, known for its over-the-top costumes, extravagant floats, and week-long street parties. It's an event that brings the whole country to a grinding halt and reels in hundreds of thousands of tourists each year. But how did these iconic festivities begin? Carnival begins every year on the Friday before Shrove Tuesday and ends on Ash Wednesday. Almost every city in the country has shows, events, and performances. The popular saying, "the year doesn't start in Brazil until after Carnival," is not far from the truth at the long. Surprisingly, Brazil's festivities are associated with Catholicism, and Carnival was originally a food festival where Catholic worshippers feasted in preparation for the following 40 days of Lent that started on the Ash Wednesday. The Portuguese settlers brought this festival with them from Europe when they colonized Brazil in the early 1600s, though back then it was celebrated as formal balls in the grandeur of the Portuguese elite's homes. However, it didn't take long for the after-Brazilians to start their own carnival with African-inspired dances, music, and the introduction of the fancy dress element by dressing up in a way that mocked the white Brazilian elite. These days, the parades take place in Rio's wide avenue, flanked by large spectator stands that houses the tens of thousands of people who come to watch the jaw-dropping performances of the samba schools, which they prepare and practice throughout the entire year. The intricate costumes and impressive float are made months in advance in Samba City, a large creative workshop in Rio's downtown that is shared by all the samba schools. Although the religious element has become somewhat lost, the schools base their parade performances on certain themes that actually represent Brazilian history or social and environmental issues in Brazil, such as the Amazon rainforest struggle or the history of Brazil's Afro-Brazilian population. What began as a Catholic event has turned into the world's largest outdoor party, that one that continues to grow each year, as Brazilians and foreigners alike take to Brazil's streets to let go for 1 week and enjoy this tradition aspect of Brazilian culture.